Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the fourth day of November 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's cloudy outside. I don't know if we'll get any rain or not, but they're threatening with snow, I think, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Not a whole lot, but a little bit would be a start. We'll take it. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Da-da-da-da. Hunting for ammo, supply chain issues have Minnesotians, well, that stuff, scrambling ahead of deer seat opener. And we'll hit that when we get back.
Watch out for steel blade, baby, hard, shiny and long. I say it's gonna be a cold dark night. Lord, when the creeper come along, yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, hunting for ammo. Supply chain issues have Minnesotans scrambling ahead of deer opener. And you know, the days of people, I mean, there are probably still a handful left out there. People, you know, I got a box or two of fucking shells, and all that's on their mind is deer hunting. I mean, this is kind of a propaganda piece. It's from CBS. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. But man, I don't know no fucking buddy who ain't got at least thousands of rounds of fucking ammunition. And I mean, the deer opener, oh, I can't get a box of shells. I mean, it isn't fucking widely known that fucking ammunition's in short supply and you haven't already dealt with this bullshit. Might be a fucking handful, and I guarantee you there'll be the goddamn Masons, and they'll get. I mean, this is a horseshit article in a way, because it's fucking trying to act like, well, man, the average guy just ain't got no bullets. Well, fuck, come around here and check it out. We got plenty of fucking bullets. But we ain't shooting them at fucking deer unless we need meat, But those are for communists and fascists and motherfuckers who think that they're gonna fucking violate our fucking superior law of December 15, 1791 and fucking subjugate us. That's what those bullets are for. Or they think they're gonna come here and fucking, without due process of the fucking law, fucking force their way into our fucking home. Boom! But you'll fly clear past my fucking gate, you motherfucker. Minnesotans are gearing up for this weekend deer opener. Wow. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has already sold more than 220,000 licenses, but those hunters might have a hard time. See how they're playing this? Those hunters might have a hard time finding some of the supplies they need. Anybody that's a deer hunter, anybody that fucking has a gun, everybody has a gun knows what the fucking situation with the ammunition is. It's a busy week for Acceso Gun Club. Oh, the gun down to the gun club, huh? My gun club's the side of the goddamn road. Also, Gun Club and Pro Shop. Fucking. This one's golf. As the deer hunting opener approaches, that's got a lot of people coming in, last minute preparations, sighting in guns, trying to find ammo, said gun manager Joe Martinson, I guess it is, sorry. Adding that the latter has only gotten tougher. When you do find hunting, quote, it's in quotation marks, hunting ammo, you buy it, and it's gone quick. No, you don't even get to fucking see the good old boy Masons. They meet outside the fucking store before it opens on fucking Wednesdays when the shipments are coming in, and they divide it fucking up amongst themselves. And then they've been throwing a few boxes on the fucking shelves to try to pretend like they're some kind of comeback on this shit. We are embargoed from fucking oil. I mean, not from oil, but from fucking bullets. Yeah, that's why, hey, we're hanging on to every bullet we got. We're not going to shoot no fucking bullets, people. We can't. Those bullets have to be for fucking those communists, and we have to have a plenty, and we got a plenty. So just be patient. Let's see here. Supply issues started in 2020. Oh, right about the time they told us a two-week curve, huh? And all of this is going to line up. It was COVID. Fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking COVID-19 that does not exist. Your COVID-19 doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. The vaccine is a fucking biological fucking depopulation fucking agent. We know what you are. We know who you are. We know what you're fucking doing. I mean, the gig's up. And I think they know the fucking gig's up. You see them trying to fucking paddle in different directions and pulling against one another. And then, oh, that Democrat-Republican thing, have they ever pushed the fucking left-right paradigm harder? But the bottom line is fucking, you know, like on this spending thing, they want these trillions of dollars that we have, fucking need to you, do it. I mean, I'm going to have my food, and fucking I got fucking lots of bullets for anybody that fucking tries to take it, too. But you goddamn, you goofy ass people that, I mean, well, there ain't that many of them. There ever was. We've talked about it. There's a whole, just a little handful of these fuckers that are causing all this fucking problems. The supply chain has been disrupted fucking on purpose. This fucking critical race theory shit, it was all fucking planned by a goddamn think tank. Everything that we're fucking facing, all of this fucking misery is fucking orchestrated. We know it. It's just what's going to happen. Well, things are kind of, people are starting to fucking push. And push harder. I seen this, the one little video there on the site where this fucking lady drops this fucking cop. I mean, she fucking, boom, man, she John Wayne's him. And then fucking, she goes to pound the son of a bitch, and it's a pretty big fella. And two cocksuckers come up and grab and pull her off. You fucking punk motherfucker. Somebody should find out who they are and whip their ass. You won't jump in when those son of a bitches are beating a fucking an American national without jurisdiction as a goddamn private enforcers for the fucking international corporate mafia and the goddamn United States corporation. You won't jump in when they're beating a fucking man who's up there raising hell because his daughter got raped in fucking school by a boy with a fucking dress on. You won't jump in. Boy, but you said, I could be a hero because I'm helping the cop fight a woman. That woman dropped his ass, man. That was fucking flat cool. Jump in for the fucking cop, you pricks. You traitors. You're marked. Oh, here we go. Because you're going to fucking answer to the justice of our fucking law. That motherfucker had no fucking authority to be fucking with that woman. Plain and simple. They're in blatant violation of the highest law in this fucking land and the jurisdictional authority of we the people. We're at fucking war. And you just fucking fought for the fucking enemy, motherfucker. You know what that fucking, in the field. You know what that pertells? That pertells a fucking field trial. and a fucking put being put up against a goddamn tree and fucking shot. That's what that pertells. That's got a lot of people coming in at last minute of preparation, sighting their guns in. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You don't keep your gun sighted in? Trying to find ammo, said manager Joe Martinson, adding that the latter has only gotten tougher when you do find hunting ammo, which is completely separate from fucking war. I mean, it won't work in a war gun. And it will only kill fucking animals. It's totally different fucking animal than fucking war ammunition. I want you guys to know that. You buy it, and it gets gone quick. I'm sure it does. Out the fucking back door to your Masonic buddies, just like the fucking gunpowder and the bullets and the fucking primers are going. We know where they're going. We know where they're at. And like I said, we ain't fucking shooting. We ain't wasting our fucking ammo. We know what's coming, and we're gonna rain hell down on you, son of a bitches. Supply issues started in 2020 and haven't let up, Martinson said. In the normal year ahead of deer season, his shop buys 6 to 8 cases of shotgun slugs. Each case carries 50 boxes of ammo. Right now, if I'm lucky to find it, I can buy one case. He said, no, you put one case on the shelf and you hand the other 4 cases out to your Masonic fucking buddies, because you guys know that you're on the wrong side of the fucking fence. And then you can stock up all the ammo. You polish that motherfucker until you can't even look at the goddamn thing with a light. It ain't gonna fucking stop what's coming. The fucking jungle's coming for your fucking ass, assholes. That means limiting how much hunting ammo customers can buy along with higher prices. Oh, yeah, them higher prices, I betcha. You know, that everything is fucking doubled in price. We want everything. We can go, oh, there was always a reason. Supply chains, blah, 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 blah. This all bullshit. This fucking place was running like a fucking clock. And then they decided, well, they had to devalue the money because they handed some out to fucking actual Americans. You know, they didn't do us no favor doing it, people. Because it's already been ate up. It was ate up at the fucking gas pump. And now everything costs twice as much as it did before they fucking started playing this fucking communist game that they've been playing for a long, long time. Customer Chris Helfrich, who will use a high-powered rifle to hunt, said he's also struggling to find ammo for his gun. He plans to use rounds left over from last year. They act like these people, I mean, I don't know, they're maybe in the cities or something. I don't even know nobody that lives in the city. That does, I mean, goddamn, everybody will grab a fucking box of ammo where they're hunting it. They're hunting ammo. They know if they want to go fucking, and not to mention, you know, fucking reloading supplies. Usually everybody be fucking, you know, honing up their fucking shots getting everything just perfect for their deer hunt. It was around here. It's just fucking, I mean, that's just going fucking collecting food out of the forest. I'm banking the ammunition I have is enough, Helfrich said. How many fucking bullets do you need to get a deer, mister? Man, if I wasted ammo like that, my dad will whoop my ass. I'm banking the ammunition I have is enough, Helfrich said. Kevin Vick, president of Stock and Barrel Gun Club, says, see, all these gun clubs. They took, you know what, it was like our hunt and our fish, you know, this was a poor man's fucking thing, gathering fucking the food out of the forest and stuff, mushrooms, fucking wild onions, fucking berries, fucking fish and fucking game, what might have you. This was just our life. And these fuckers, because they destroyed it, they went down the cities and they made these sewers, these places nobody fucking wants to go. Now you want to come out here into our goddamn woods, I'd go out when I was young. I'd be the only fucking person. I'd walk a creek or something, you know, by myself. And there's, you know, the seclusion was the best part of it. And you got the fish on top of it. But fuck you and your gun club. You fucking punk bitch bastard. You ain't going to do nothing. Gun club. What a fucking phony bunch of pricks. Says 2020 was an unprecedented year for firearm sales. And it may or may not have been. I mean, they're playing games with us. 40% of firearm sales last year were people who had never owned a firearm in their life before, Vic said. How'd they get the fucking ammunition for them? Huh? That people keep putting, asking, you know, people are buying guns they can't get ammunition for. They really are. And that, like, they're buying gun loadings, you know, like supplies, like presses, what might have you, scales, fucking trimmers, what might, you know, they're buying this shit and they can't use it. Really? I remember a time when I knew this one place where the guy, he kept like a couple of boxes for the fucking guns that he was selling. So he could sell them a couple of boxes, and they shoot a couple. They go out first. They shoot a couple of boxes, and they're sitting there with a fucking empty fucking gun. Stupidity. There is no reason for us not to have all. We're supposed to have all the ammunition we fucking want, people. This is fucking treason, and this is fucking sedition. And that government's only one priority should be right now is getting that goddamn flow of fucking ammunition and fucking reloading supplies back to we, the people, the defenders of this fucking nation, the defenders of the supreme, superior, absolute fucking law of December 15, 1791 and our jurisdictional authority to enforce it with fucking force of arms is you remove the fucking courts. So we're at force of arms. You think you're going to force this shit on us? You think you're going to give it a go? We'll see who's got what. With a sudden spike in new gun owners, Vic said, manufacturers decided to focus on producing handgun ammunition. Ammo for hunting firearms was put aside. I mean, within the last 2 weeks, I've seen fucking handgun ammunition even on the fucking shelves, and just like 40 Smith and Wesson, I think my nephew picked up a box of 45s in town, $50 for a box of 45 fucking ACP. We know what you're fucking doing, you son of a bitches. As much as they've tried to keep up bullshit, you mean like shutting the fucking with monopoly fucking powder manufacturer in this fucking country down, shutting that down, that's trying to keep up. They did that. And I didn't even know there was a monopoly on that until I found out that when Hodgkin shut down, fucking, I mean, that was the only fucking one here. Where were you on that oversight committee? You motherfucking treasonous bastards. You will hang by your fucking neck for the treachery you're committing against our people. You better fucking know it. They're still behind it, and it just got them caught short this hunting season. Dang it. It just happened at Christmas. You're fucking with us. Fuck around. Pretty soon you ain't around. Availability of parts like brass also slowed ammo production. We've been doing this for goddamn since we invented it. We've been doing it through two fucking world wars. Fucking all this shit. All of a sudden, like, we can't fucking wipe our own ass without fucking getting shit on our ass cheek. Along with shipping issues. There is no fucking shipping issues. I mean, the trucks are fucking there. Everything, like that port in Los Angeles. What's the problem there? Oh, that's right. You can't bring a truck that's over 3 years old in there. Because they're emission controls. Because they're international communists. Well, you mother international motherfucking communists. You if it's there, we'll go fucking take it. If we can't fucking buy it, we'll fucking take it. We're in a fucking state of fucking war. The fucking gloves are off, motherfuckers. Shipping issues, my ass. Vic said his club started to order ammunition from overseas. Okay. Now, we talked about, you know, how they cut off all imports from fucking Russia, and that was the number one for getting, like, you know, AKSK fucking Romanov fucking ammo, you know, for the 3757 fucking ammunitions. I mean, you could get it in bulk, man. We used to buy it fucking by the cases. And, I mean, it was readily available. And damn, as much as we bought, it should have shut the whole fucking system down if this little pissant fucking thing. Oh, some people bought some handguns, bought a box of shells, shut the whole thing down. Really? Fuck you, liar. You're fucking liars. And we know you're fucking liars. And you're also fucking committing sedition and treason against we, the fucking people. And our fucking absolute fucking law, ratified law, motherfuckers. Overseas, some of which is now stuck in backlog ports in shipping containers. No. It's all being done on purpose. I mean, how could you, nobody could be this incompetent. I mean, they've sold you on this fucking incompetent. You go out there and you vote and you vote and you vote and it gets worse and worse and worse. And they keep selling you, it's just incompetent. We get rid of these guys and we get these guys here because they're competent. And it's just incompetent. No, it ain't incompetence. How fucking stupid are you? It is not incompetence. This is by design. This is the fucking plan. They know that fucking, if we could get reloading supplies, we're going to be there fucking hammering those fucking presses 24/7, making superior fucking ammunition to what they have. And if we got fucking ammunition, we're going to be out and we're going to be practicing. Getting better at hitting them at fucking 800 fucking yards. That's why they got no shortage of ammunition to give those goddamn Afghanistans over there. I mean, they fucking, all them brand new rifles, and they're shooting them up in the fucking air and everything over there. How much ammunition went over there to be given to the fucking, what's supposed to be your goddamn enemy? They did the same thing in fucking Iraq. I guess they think they can just do this shit, and they are getting away with it. I mean, we'll have our people look into it. Well, our people found out that we didn't do nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Yeah, you motherfuckers. You declared war now. Now it's fucking real. I know you think that you can do a fucking sleaze bag, fucking stab you in the back, fucking punk worm war. But fucking war to us means fucking bullets, hot lead, and fucking goddamn blood. All of that, like I say, combined along with the demand gives you a perfect storm, he says. You horse shitter. Who is this son of a bitch again? Oh, this goddamn guy here. Some fucking phony son of a bitch. He's a customer. He might have enough rounds left over from next year, from last year, from the two boxes you got. You're either a fucking pissant phony that is inconsequential in this equation, or you're a fucking liar. This is a fucking propaganda fucking piece. We know why our ammunition is being withheld, because you're fucking scared shitless. We already got enough to fucking wipe your fucking asses out. If you struggle to find shotgun slugs, fuck, okay, or other forms of hunting ammo, Martinson suggests trying a different firearm. Buy another gun, and then I can get bullets for it for 2 weeks, and then can't, I mean, fuck you. He said muzzle loaders are allowed to be used during deer hunting season. Well, Hodgkin's just shut down all the black powder. You ain't gonna be, they'll be fucking worthless to you. If you get one, you better go get about fucking 50, 60 pounds of fucking powder for that son of a bitch. And you better get the lead, because they shut down our lead production in this country too. Remember, that was under Trumpy. See, they're fucking trying to, you can't starve us for war supplies. Goddamn, we're buried in them. You goddamn fools. All you're doing is pissing us off. I heard somebody talking the other day, and they're talking about shutting the woods down here in the summertime because of the fire dangers. Fuck you. You have no such authority, and you will not fucking tell me I cannot go out up on the public lands that fucking belong to me. You fucking try it, and we'll fucking go at it. Give it a fucking go. Quit fucking talking, you fucking, God, you milly mouth motherfuckers is all I can say. But if that route, if that route is too pricey, that's what he was putting up. I didn't finish this. Muzzle loaders are allowed to be used during deer hunting season, as well as high caliber handguns such as a 44 Magnum. We'll try to find some fucking 44 Magnum shells. You better have saved yourself some powder and be able to load a bunch. I got a 44. If that route is too pricey, said you best work on your aim. burn your shells working on you if you can't fucking. Goddamn, some of these guys got fucking, I mean, fucking $3,000 or $4,000 guns, big fucking god, 12 to 40 fucking scopes on them, got range finders in them and everything. Shit, you go out. I've killed more deer with a goddamn 22 with open sights than every one of them put the fucking together. You need to make every shot count. Always have. Let's put it that way, he said. Well, why wouldn't you? Of course you're going to make every shot count, aren't you? You're not pulling that trigger unless you know you got your fucking your prey in your goddamn sights, right? And you know your fucking gun's on, and you know you pull that fucking trigger, you're done. It was one fucking bullet is all you fucking need. One bullet, one kill, if you know what the fuck you're doing. Other tips include contacting members of your hunting group. Hunting group, man, huh? To see if they have ammo to spare. and buying in bulk whenever you get the opportunity. You ain't getting the opportunity to buy in bulk, because it's all being handed out before it never hits the fucking shelves. But the good old boy Masons, they're getting their fucking bullets and they're getting the fucking shoot. But they're going to want, I mean, they're the fucking ones that know that they're the ones that have fucking pissed all over our Bill of Rights. They are the ones that have joined with the enemies. They are fucking traitors. They are fucking seditious. And they are the fucking enemy. You better get to shooting good, you motherfucker. And you better have the balls to pull the fucking trigger, too. Because that figures in the equation, too. They didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about the people, the buck eggers. You know, some people, they fucking, I've seen it happen before. They see a deer and they start shaking all over, man. They can't, and they can't shoot the goddamn deer. A deer! Wonder how it's going to work out when they're fucking facing people who fucking are so sick of their fucking asses that they would fucking throw their own life on the fucking line to get rid of their asses and get a return to freedom and get a return of the fucking law of this land and enforce it upon them to make them see justice. We'll see who has the fucking balls. Let's see here now. I was talking yesterday, you know, I was telling you guys that, we'll hit this after the break, but I was telling you guys, you know, how they were going to accommodate the fucking, the Masonic lodges. Because all these good paying jobs are, you know, like, even longshoremen, that's a good fucking paying job. They're going to accommodate them on this fucking shot thing. I told you that. And we're going to look at this. Union Pacific backs off Biden's vaccine mandate after only 44% of union workers get vaxxed. Now, they're telling you, and they'll tell you 86, 90, they'll never tell you anything under fucking 90. 86 to 90. And I've already been vaccinated, but they claim, you're lying motherfuckers. I say 100% have it. I mean, fucking prove, go out there and count everybody and fucking show me, you pricks. But I mean, if they're saying 44%, it's less than that, I'm here to tell you. If there's a number, they lie about it. And they lie, and if it's a number that they want high, they'll lie it high. Just like fucking paying $3,000 for a diagnosis of that COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Bullshit we went through. And everybody fucking seen it. We know what you are. We know what your fucking game is. The game is fucking up. Your fucking corporate asses are not going to fucking rule over us. You can shove your 14th Amendment up your fucking ass, and you can shove your fucking United States Corporation up your fucking ass, and it's going to hurt. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
on a hip. Little tow-headed rascal peeing off the porch. Daddy got a shotgun looking for a stork.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chillicothe in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com, hit that goddamn donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and of course that was Kid Rock with Podunk. And for you people who don't know what Podunk is, that's us hillbilly people out in the mountains. This is how we've lived our lives for fucking generation after generation after generation after generation. We never took no fucking shit from nobody. That's why we're still here. We didn't get through the fucking millennia by letting motherfucking spineless, fucking gutless, fucking communists and fucking rich motherfucking spineless, gutless, fucking fascists walk all over us. We're going to have our fucking law. We're going to enforce our fucking law, and you are going to fucking see justice. Union Pacific backed off Biden's vaccine mandates after only 44% of union workers get vaxxed. This is from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Misty. And of course, they're going to try and put, when they, even when they're telling a little, you know, a little of the truth, they're going to try and put a fucking spin out. Like there's a, well, there's an open chance. And these guys will say, fuck you. Like my hunting buddy for fucking 20 some years was a fucking conductor on the fucking railroad. And these people don't take shit. You go out there and run that fucking train. I want to see you do it. Especially the people working, you know, doing the timing of the fucking trains coming back and forth. You fuck up, man. It's a fuck up. It's a big fuck up. I had seen the book. He had to study every year and had to take a test every year. I mean, this goddamn thing was like fucking War and Peace. And fucking he had to study. He had to know it. He had to take a test every fucking year because it ain't just, oh, go pull the lever and run the choo-choo. Anyway, in October, the sheet metal, air, rail, and transportation union, SMART, with 203,000 members, announced they were taking a stand against the Biden regime, which isn't the Biden regime. It is the communist fucking committee at the top, Barack Obama, fucking George Soros, Barry Sanders, the fucking AEO and the fucking squad, and that little herd of fucking little communists, that handful of about 11 motherfuckers that are occupying the fucking Capitol and occupying the fucking White House with an army and barbed wire and Constantino wire. Because we voted them, we loved them, and they're finding out they're not so fucking loved in this country, ain't they? On Wednesday, Union Pacific announced unvaccinated employees will not be removed on the December 8th, 2021 deadline. These members will continue to work. If you fucking stop that, you will have fucking mayhem. The company has not set up a new timeline for the unvaccinated. Let them set it up. And it'll come and it'll fucking go, or else the fucking shit will quit moving. This is a major victory for UP workers and for the country. See, they tell you that. This is a major victory for the UP workers and the country. So it's them against the country. It's the fucking, these communists and fascists, these fucking Zionist Jew infiltrators into our fucking, into our system and that removed the fucking republic and replaced it with a fucking, unlawful fucking corporation. A corporation created as an act of fucking highest treason you could fucking commit. You mean those guys? This was a major development by a prominent American union. This comes after only 44% of the Union Pacific workers took the experimental vaccine. I don't believe it. The text message came from a union official at Union Pacific. Now listen to the text message and how they play it. UP still has the deadline of December 8th. An unvaccinated employee will not be removed on December 8th, 2021, but continues to work for a period of time wearing a mask. They might or they might not. UP will continue to work with unvaccinated employees to receive the vaccine, but gave no timeline on how long an unvaccinated employee will be permitted to work. Well, you stop them fuckers from working, this fucking country stops. In its tracks, and like I said, this it ain't pulling the fucking handle and running the choo-choo. It is a complicated fucking system, and goddamn, the fucking logistics of what's going to be picked up here, moved here, and when, you know, goddamn it, you ain't going to learn that overnight, and no goddamn third world is going to come in here and just do it. No Mexican is going to step into that fucking job and just fucking do it. You know, it'd be a goddamn clusterfuck. I mean, you'd have wrecks all over. They'd tear everything all to pieces. UP shows 44% vaccinated, up. UP shows 46% vaccinated, and I don't believe those goddamn numbers. I mean, I've talked to a lot of those guys, are pretty solid. I mean, you got to know somebody or in the Masonic Lodge. You got to be in the Masonic Lodge to get those jobs. Those are good paying fucking jobs. And They're not going to put up with it. Why should they put up with it? You want to see, the bottom line is, because they are the traitors, they know that they have committed treason against the rest of us. And so even if the communists fucking won, which they're not, they're going to get wiped off the face of this planet. But if they won, that'd be the first people they killed. Because the traitor is the one that fucking will betray you. And they know that this is just common knowledge. This has always been. This call lasted less than 15 minutes. All right, let's see what else we got here. A coronavirus outbreak in Iowa deer is prompting scientists to worry if the animal could be a reservoir for the virus in the long term. Fuck you. You've gotten goddamn positive results off a banana. And when you hear this, I mean, you can tell what a fucking bullshit story it is. This is from Business Insider. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A number of deer in the state of Iowa are carrying the coronavirus. Oh, they are. Are they carrying it on their backs in the saddle? I mean, what are you talking about? According to, I'm going to be afraid to eat deer. No, I ain't. According to a recent study prompting scientists to worry, the wild animals could potentially become a reservoir for the virus. Fuck you. You think you can take this lie of COVID-19? It's proven lie. I guess, you know, the globals think, just keep telling it, but we outnumber you fucking 10,000. 10,000 people are saying no, while one person is saying yes. You ain't going to fucking win that battle. The study, which was published on the preprint server Biorovix on Monday, suggests that the deer caught the virus from humans. I must not be keeping 6-foot distance on them. The study says there is no evidence at this time that they could pass it back. Deer ain't got no fucking shit. They want any of the food supply, like burning the goddamn woods down, whatever they can fucking do. They know they ain't got a chance. So they're doing every fucking thing that they can think of to fucking do. You still don't got a fucking chance. You cut off the ammo fucking about 10 years too fucking late, buddy. We got enough to wipe you and the whole goddamn rest of this fucking world out. Animal to human transmission of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19's bullshit. Has occurred on a small scale before, however. And they're shooting that shit, that fucking stuff that ain't vaccine, that biological thing in little kids now. And they got a little commercial running that make you want to puke. In late 2020, Denmark culled millions of farmed mink after a coronavirus strain found in the animals infected about a dozen people. Really? The strain did not seem more dangerous than other strains circulating at the time. Then how do you know it was the fucking minks that did it? I mean, they think we're just fucking... Well, there are a lot of imbeciles out there. I got to give you that. But, I mean, there's a lot... The majority of the people out here just... I'm sorry, we're not that stupid. Yeah, we need kings and queens to tell us how to wipe our ass. We've been fucking running this goddamn country since its inception. And fucking the jungle created its fucking self. Because you tried to push the people of intellect, the people who were the doers, once the resources were brought to bear, they tried to push the people that did the innovative fucking work, they tried to push them to the bottom of the ladder, and they elevated the fucking dumb ass fucking bend with the wind, joined the Mason Lodge, and you're seeing the fucking results. You're seeing the what used to be, you know, American man, you wanted to stamp your name on that fucking product. We made the best in the goddamn world. And now you see, I see some of this shit that's coming out, you know, called American made. No, it's just a box full of Chinese parts that you fucking assembled. You're nothing but a robot. You're not inventing shit. I'm not making shit any better. You phony motherfuckers. If you did get a goddamn somebody that did, improve on something, the goddamn patent would be over there in Chinese hands within a fucking day because the fucking... The goddamn communists are in fucking charge of this goddamn system in this country. Not the people, not the land. You ain't got charge of. You can't hold it. You know you can't. The Iowa deer study, which has not been pre-reviewed, looked at 283 samples from free and captive white-tailed deer in the state in the state from April 2020 through January 2021. A third of the deer samples overall showed traces. Now listen to this shit. Now you know that they're doing, when they get up to above, what was it, 20 slides? When they're up to 30 slides, when you get up to 40 slides like they're using on these fucking deer, there's traces of every goddamn thing. There's nothing that you can define in any of it as it being anything. That's why COVID-19 has not fucking been isolated, because it's not, it doesn't exist. It's just, I mean, they just took one little piece of junk. Oh, that's it. That's COVID-19. No, that's common cold. It's been here for forever. And man, I grew up with the saying, you can't cure the common cold and you never will be able to. And then everybody's going to, it's going to stay. It's going to be here. Only it was down last year to 3%. Isn't that wild? A common cold that could never be cured was down to 3%. But all those cases of COVID, ooh, everything. You fucking wrecked a car and went through the windshield. COVID. COVID killed them. COVID did it. Fuck you. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Traces of the coronavirus. What's a fucking trace look like, hmm? You can't isolate one fucking single cell or single fucking isotope of it, and you're telling us what the fucking traces of it look like. If you can see traces of it, then these people that have been that have already had it and have natural immunities, can you see traces of those immunities? Because you're telling us we just don't know. And then and this why people won't get this absolute fucking prevention for COVID-19. And keep getting infected by people who haven't. What? Now, wait a minute. See, this has always been the argument they couldn't get past it with vaccines. If the fucking vaccine works, what the fuck do you care if I take it or not? I can't harm you. You took the vaccine. Well, but there's people that are, that's why people are getting, fucking, the people that have had the fucking vaccine are getting COVID-19 because they're coming in contact with people who didn't get the vaccine. Do you understand how fucking retarded that sounds? Do you understand how, I mean, maybe the woman who sat there and watches soap operas all day and sees it on a commercial, I mean, that's all, that's her whole fucking life. She doesn't look out the fucking window. That person might get, let that get past them, but I don't even think they would. Suggesting they had an active infection when they died. They had an active infection when they died. An infection of what? Oh, we saw traces of coronavirus. What's a trace look like? What's the fucking virus look like, huh? Where's the study? Show it to me. Show me the immunity. Well, it's not an immunity. You see, what we're doing is fucking gene therapy here, and to make it so less than 0.06 effective at doing anything, even showing a symptom that doesn't fucking exist, because it doesn't fucking exist. The peak of infection among the deer coincided with a surge of cases among Iowa's human residents in November and December 2020. I mean, this is to the point to where it's gotten to be laughable, people. The study found. Further genetic analysis found that the animals carried strains of the coronavirus that were circulating in the human population at the time, which supports the hypothesis. Now, remember I was talking the other day? That they're running all this shit. I'm going to violate your rights on a hypothesis. I don't fucking think so. I think you better have hard, cold fucking facts. You go into a common law court with a hypothesis, you'll end up hanging on the goddamn lat pole out in front of the fucking courthouse. Hypothesis. Shove your hypothesis up your ass. You don't fuck with my life on a maybe or an assumption or a hypothesis, especially when you can't even fucking isolate. There is no fucking virus. It's just an excuse, and everything excuse. And it used to be a song, blame it on the Kellys, you know. The farmer's cow got killed last night. Blame it on the Kellys. Man, that's what this fucking COVID-19 bullshit lie is. You can't explain it. Oh, I mean, well, you know, the guy who won the fucking thing for Virginia, and mayor or some governor or some kind of shit yesterday. You know, fucking, they come out right away. Oh, first thing he's gonna do, this guy who he was gonna step up and fucking back the people, you know, the parents and this fucking critical race theory bullshit and the fucking fag shit and all this stuff. First thing he's gonna go after anti-Semitism. Bring it on, motherfucker. Bring it on, motherfucker. I'm going to tell you what. This is fucking the first article talking to you. Fuck the Jews. I hate the fucking Jews. I got the right to hate anybody I fucking want to. You got nothing to fucking say about it. If you do, you better get to filing in a common law court, and I'll take you in there, and I'll have your ass hung. That the deer caught the virus from humans, then passed it from deer to deer. It is not clear how the deer might have caught the virus from humans. Well, they weren't social distancing, of course, and the fucking deer weren't wearing masks, and people went out in the woods without masks on, and they didn't social distance with the deer, and they gave the deer fucking bullshit. Stop this stuff. You old propaganda, you lost. Just fucking admit it. Admit it to yourself is the first fucking thing, runs the next fucking thing. Because you're not getting away with what you fucking done. There is no reason to believe that the same thing isn't happening in other states where deer are present and fucking a fucking source of food. See, that's what it is. I thought about that a lot, about what I seen burned here and how it was burned. And the fact that when they go out, you know, timber is through the fucking roof. If you went out to buy any lumber, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yet, the stump price is the same as it was before the coronavirus, before anything else. They're not paying any more at the fucking stump. And they're closing the mills to production to only certain hours of the day that you can even deliver that with. A lot of that fucking old growth timber, I'm talking about old growth fucking ponderosa, trees worth thousands of dollars. It's going to sit there and it's going to fall over and rot because they can't get it fucking logged. They don't want it logged. They're just trying to fucking defeat the American nationals. You can't do it. You can't do it when we can just bum rush your ass, man. Imagine fucking 100 million fucking guns coming to blazing at your fucking asses. Just a sweep across the fucking country and your fucking ass is gone. And then we have control of all the fucking munitions and the fucking nuclear fucking arsenal. We have control of everything that belongs to us that we bought to guard and protect our freedom and liberty. It's going to be all in our hands. We'll be running it. Vivek Kapper, an author on a study and veterinary microbiologist at Penn State University, told the New York Times News, it is not clear if the deer have passed the virus back to humans. But don't be afraid to eat deer meat, man. Better to starve to death than take that fucking chance. You see that poor guy on there, man. You know, the people who are were just dumb. I mean, this guy was sitting there and he's fucking crying. You could tell it killed him, man. He fucking lost his 16-year-old son to the shot. And he's telling, you know, he's sitting there telling, and he's crying as he's telling it. And he goes, I just wanted to protect my son. I thought it was worth it. And the last thing he says, it wasn't worth it. See, these people here, they're victims. That guy's a fucking victim, but he's a victim of his own ignorance. Before you study something, if you're talking about an experimental fucking goddamn gene therapy here, friend. Now I read an article yesterday, it was talking about all these people's hearts stopping, people having fucking heart attacks, just left and fucking right, young people. And then they have the thing a week or so ago with a guy on Fucker Carlson, and you know, he's talking about the world population is dropping dramatically. It's because this fucking poison is being, this biological fucking poison is being pumped around the fucking world. It kills indiscriminately. Everybody except the ones that take the saline shot. Oh, well, I got news for you, man. Fucking 500 million in a country that's got probably close to 8 to 9 billion fucking people in it. Boy, you're going to have to make quite a grade to get into that club, aren't you? Back to humans, an event that would be very rare and unlucky and unlucky. It's fucking unlucky, huh? Yeah, I guess that would be unlucky. You're losing it, guys. Tony Goldblag. Oi, 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 oi. A veterinarian at the university. Talk about unlucky. Veterinarian at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, told the Times. But that would be a, quote, game changer, said Goldblag, Go ahead and announce it. Announce it today. Announce it across this country. Everybody's going to fucking laugh at your stupid ass. You think we're going to buy this magical fucking goddamn coronavirus that we know does not exist? It just could jump. It could be on this table. My hand's sitting on. Because they have tested inanimate objects and got goddamn positive results back after they run fucking 30 to 40 fucking slides. And there's just junk. There's nothing there that can be identified. The person who invented the test told you that. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, people are bringing their dogs into Home Depot, and somehow the dogs aren't dropping dead.
Yep, I hear you, brother. That's another thing. People start bringing their dogs in the goddamn store. Now, I could see somebody who was blind. I mean, I wouldn't have no problem with it. But they're comfort animals. It comforts me having... You bring a dog in around the fucking food I'm going to fucking eat? I don't like dogs around the fucking food I'm going to eat. You're a comfort animal. Shove it up your comfort ass. You need a comfort animal to go in the fucking store, you communist piece of shit. You better know how to swim, and your fucking dog you better know how, too. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. I mean, I was in a fucking place, I can't remember where the hell it was, but these people had a pit bull. I mean, with goddamn spikes on the fucking collar. I mean, like a fighting fucking dog going out there. I fucking reached in and I got hold of my fucking knife and I said, the fucker even just looks at me. I'm going to cut its goddamn throat right in front of him. Bringing that's your comfort animal? This motherfucker's dragging you down the goddamn fucking aisle on a fucking chain with a spike. I mean, the spike's pointing on the inside on the fucking collar. You think that impresses me? You think I'm scared of that motherfucker? I fucking try it. Let that dog come at me, man. I'll kill it so fucking quick. You go, how's that possible? It's a dog. That's how. I'm a human. I got a fucking brain. I fucking dealt with animals all my fucking life. I know how to fucking put them down and put them down quick. The concern when a disease-causing microbe, the microbe, is passed to humans from other animals, which is, I mean, they just keep making the lie bigger. That's what Goebbels told them to do. But as you do, you're looking stupider and stupider, old propagandists. You're looking fucking like we see your desperation. Just like the thing with the fucking bullets and stuff. Oh, it's hunting season. Nobody getting bullets. Oh, fuck, I can. I don't got to go look at no fucking where. I can reach over and grab one right now. And everybody I know people got fucking hell of a lot more ammo than I got. Everybody, motherfucker, we got a trillion fucking rounds in this goddamn country loaded and ready to rock. You think you're going to pull this fucking shit off? You're fucking wrong. You think you're going to slip that thing, go backwards just to fucking Trump? When that fucking dictator, remember when Trump come up and on his campaign promise, he was telling you, I'm going to make America bigger. Hey, conservative, what'd you tell me that word meant? You phony fucking piece of shit. You goddamn capitalist cocksucker. What does that conservative mean? I'm going to make a huger army. I'm going to make a huger United States of America government. I'm going to grow this goddamn government huge. Oh, I'm a conservative. I'm behind you there, Don. Because you said you was going to get rid of all the goddamn foreigners. You were going to get rid of every one of them. That's how they sold that shit. Now look what they're trying to sell you back this time. And then they got these assholes like this guy from Virginia. And you got that DeSantis down there in fucking Florida. And they're trying to work it back into the goddamn system they had. And it ain't, I mean, you've declared war. Wake up, motherfuckers. Go read your own writings. You've declared war on we the fucking people. And though you think that you can play fucking games with what war is, we understand it very well because we're the ones that fought all the fucking wars, remember? Why you hid, you motherfuckers. Why you lived your long, luxurious lives. Our people were being taken out at 18 years old. And I've always wondered, you know, how many goddamn paintings, how many fucking works of art, how many cures for fucking disease. All these men that were killed that didn't have to be. They didn't have to be killed. It was all bullshit. It was all for fucking money for the industrial war complex. Eisenhower stood right up there and told you about it. But what was lost? What have we lost, people? I think we can figure that out. The concern when a disease-causing microbe is passed to human, passed to humans from other animals, which is called zoonosis. We got a new word, guys. Fucking forget about Delta. We got zoonosis. is that it could circulate unchecked in animal populations. Well, if the whole goddamn planet's got it, I guess we just might as well ride her out, huh? What you think? We gonna quit eating goddamn apples of God? I can't eat a goddamn apple. I guess I'll starve to death. Just make sure I don't get your coronavirus that don't exist. The coronavirus that don't exist. You phony, lying motherfuckers. There's too many people that know what you're doing. There's too many people saying, fuck your coronavirus. It's not fucking real. We know what you're fucking doing. You're trying to fucking get a goddamn power over us so you can subjugate us, disarm us, enslave us, and then take us over to a ditch and blow our brains out because we have the founding documents of this country, the founding document of this country, that fucking Bill of Rights. It says this whole motherfucker belongs to us. Everything you've taken through fraud, and we can take it back. And we can fucking take, and because you have committed the highest of the high treasons you could commit, we can hang your fucking asses. And because you have declared war on us, we can shoot your fucking asses. You can play these word games all you fucking want. Nothing's fucking real until the fucking fire starts coming out of the barrels. And again, that's where the goddamn United States of America common law began, was at Lexington when that first fucking gun went off. And then at Concord when the fucking guns went off. Not from fucking Britain. And you try bringing foreign fucking law in here from the United Nations, Britain, or North Korea. And you will have it shoved right back down your fucking throat as you are fucking dying. You motherfuckers. We know what you are. We know what you're up to. We know what you think you want to do. We know you're running scared. Because you're fucking, you've lost it. You've completely fucking lost it. Even stupid people are going, fucking, this is stupid. Anyways, enough of this. We've passed the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just look at this shit for what it is. I mean, we sat here week after week and we look at it, it's stupid. It's getting stupider by the day. What the fuck was it that he said down there? Unlucky. I'm counting on my luck. I don't think I'm counting on my luck. I think I'm counting on my fucking skills. I think I'm counting on my fucking determination. I think I'm counting on my fucking will. I'm counting on the fact that I will fucking defend my grandchildren to the fucking death. Yours or mine, motherfucker. And that is the word from the trenches.